This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Ever wonder what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of The No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander freely. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, I'm Jeremy.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
And I'm Trey.
And I am also Dustin.
we got baby Dustin.
In the house.
Hey, today we're coming to you talking about, we're going to hit on a little bit of the North Carolina stuff today and kind of just, you know, there's a big devastation happening over there that they say of biblical proportions. I don't know if anybody else has seen that, but
yeah,
I've been seeing that reported literally of biblical proportions. And it's just, to me, it's just really insane as to what's actually going on over there. And, you know, I just, you know, kind of felt like since we have this cool group of people together, we're kind of recording our episodes out of balance this month or this week. So, you know, today, next episode, you're going to hear me talking about an episode that we're going to do about North Carolina, but this one's actually dropping first. So just be prepared.
Yeah, we didn't want to tell y'all we are recording this on October 4th.
Yeah, this is Friday night, October 4th. So anything that we talk about today is of current events. And as we all know, it could be way different tomorrow. So everything that, you know, as quick as everything changes, we just don't know. So, but yeah, with having, you know, all four of us here, I think we got some good, you know, we've been kind of talking about this over the past week or so, kind of what's going on over there. And, you know, as I'm currently seeing it from, you know, being reported, basically you've got a devastating hurricane that has rolled through the East Coast, and specifically North Carolina has been left out in a little bit of a lurch from things that I'm seeing reported on. We've got no real government assistance there that is helping them. There's a few people on the ground, but not kind of what you would think would be there in this kind of situation.
Yeah, from my understanding, they're saying they just don't have the money. Or
yeah, it's either not the money or not the willpower or whatever. But, you know, when you've got citizens flying their personal helicopters in to save people and there's no interference of other helicopters from the government, I find that kind of surprising. You know, I mean, that's part of what our federal tax money goes to and everything else. So I'm kind of baffled as a taxpayer as to what's actually going on. Why aren't they there? So,
well, I got a question too, is, from what I understand and from what I hear too, the people that are there that are trying to help, the other citizens there trying to help with drones or trying to help with own personal helicopters are telling them they can't.
Yeah, they can't do it anymore. They've been grounded by Mr. Buttigieg.
You're not allowed to, assist and help.
Yeah, I mean, they've been told that they're not allowed to fly, or they risk either, was it fine or jail? I can't remember.
So let me ask this bigger question is,
does anybody know, does it
fine? You can't get a jail.
Yeah, it's a fine.
Fine. Yeah, it's a fine.
I mean, I hope those people are taking the fine at this point. I don't know how much the fine is, but, you know.
They're also going to fine you, but they're going to fine you, but they're also going to force you to leave. I mean, you're not going to be able to help.
I mean, probably, but so the other thing that I've heard too is that people are being stopped from going in there by the police.
Yeah.
You know, I heard a report that even CNN was trying to get in there to fill, you know, to do that.
Not the Clinton News Network.
But even they were stopped, you know, so it's like, are we trying to stop the drones from finding people? Are we trying to stop them from filming the footage? Like, what are we trying to hide? It feels like almost like we're trying to hide something. And to me, I'm trying to figure out, what are we trying to hide?
Like I said, I was wanting to ask this question of, if our government's not going to help, then we're not going to let them help either. So where are they going to get help from?
Well, I will say it's two things to this that are at play. First, control chaos, which is once you have a chaotic situation, which I'm still baffled by, and I think we all have some concerns about this storm and its origin to hit. I never seen mountains flood, so we'll talk about that, I guess, at a later time, later in this conversation. But to answer the question, both questions, which is, A, from the thread that Baby Dustin sent me, is...
I will not get used to that.
He's like, wait, is that you, babe? No, that's you, Trey. Okay, got it.
Is I saw some stuff in there, and they were saying that people were disguising themselves as FEMA people and robbing them supplies. And I was like, wow. And so the government is in a unique position in this particular case, which is you have to control the chaos, because some people are not like us. Just like, you know, I'm going to figure out ways to send supplies, right? There are some good people in this country that's like, I'm going to fly my personal helicopter to get supplies. And those are people we want. Those are people we like. But it's other people who may not have a helicopter, but it's on the ground. It's stealing supplies that maybe they drop the supplies off at a place and hoping that somebody, you know, on the ground is giving away, but they charging people or hoarding them. In the place that I work, I know that happened in Maria, the hurricane in Puerto Rico. They hit Puerto Rico real bad. We dropped off supplies. The government or some people there took them, and we couldn't find the supplies. And they was trying to sell them back to the people like that. So it's stuff So FEMA has to get control of the situation first. Now, like I was telling Jeremy on the way over here was, I'm not going to sit up here and say FEMA's out here just crushing it. Organizational. I have no idea what their operation on the ground is, because it could be as bad as, if it's as bad as those pictures that we see, right? They're probably not as organized as we tend to think they should be. And let's just go ahead and be honest. We know that at all our jobs, if a crisis happens, we know the people we're not going to call to help those crises. I'm pretty sure FEMA has some of those people on the ground right now. Like, we don't have no choice but to send you, unfortunately, right? But I am going to answer the second question. Like, I don't want people to think that the government doesn't care, because that's not the case. But you also have to look at a lot of things of strategy, right? So you probably not having your best. I'm going to say they probably don't have their best people on the ground. I think that FEMA is there, according to Pete, because you brought him up. Pete said, like, this is the reason is we trying to get some supplies in here. You got the drone in the way, and now a helicopter can't. I don't know the reason behind it. I'm not saying it's a great, you know, a great answer.
But that was what he said, is that the
helicopter wanted to
ground
it, though.
Because he wanted to ground everything because it's impeding the government's help. The government is not there.
That's what we call a spin.
Yeah,
but how do we know, are people like, okay, for instance, when people say the government is not there, right?
I'm talking about military, I'm talking about FEMA, I'm talking about whoever is set up to come into these.
What is the governor saying? Because like my thing is, because the Stanford Act says that the governor has to ask for help from the federal, I was telling Jeremy about this. It's some stuff about the way we're set up as a country that's just dumb.
Yeah.
So the governor, they can't even technically get help until the governor asks for it, which is dumb to me.
Well, is that why our governor declares a state of emergency before the storm ever hits here?
Yes.
That's exactly why.
So did the North Carolina governor do that?
He did not.
He did not.
He did not.
He still has. Has he done it yet?
I don't know.
So tell me then. So that throws up another question. Well, why in the world, if you hear that this huge category 4 hurricane that's apparently recreated from 1958, resurrected from 1958.
On the same exact day, too.
In the same exact
day.
That is weird.
Amazing.
Time blip.
So if you know that this huge storm is coming back and it's going to hit your state,
well, look at all the original models. It was never supposed to go that way.
Georgia was supposed to get torn, and it was supposed to go off.
And it was supposed to go towards Alabama, Tennessee.
It was a hook.
Apparently, it made a juke move right at the last moment.
Almost like an ion move.
Oh. Yeah. Something's up with the storm.
Yeah.
Something.
But to your point,
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Why didn't you prepare? I'm just saying, be prepared. Why did you not? And then after you have this total wipeout, you're not going to declare a state of emergency.
Y'all remember Snowmageddon in Georgia?
Yeah.
Right. None of us took it serious because we never thought that would happen.
Did anybody miss work here? I didn't miss work.
No, I went to work that day.
I did too.
And they let us go at noon. And I did, the highway is so open, I did 90 home. And I had a GT Mustang at the time. I did 90 miles home. I was like, this is so fun. The highway is wide open.
Great. Yeah, I worked.
But that night I was out, you know, chilling. And I'm young at that time, so I'm chilling at my girlfriend's house and I'm like, watch the snow come down. I'm like, ooh, this is getting bad. But we didn't think it was going to be that bad until it got that bad. The mountains never flood.
Right.
I've never seen it happen. And Noah says it did. I mean, the Bible, the biblical proportions. I've never seen one Pacific era.
Does anybody know if there was an ark built in North Carolina before this happened?
We need to check. We need to check.
I'm just asking.
That doesn't sound like it. They showed they get a lot of the, and then to see that bridge, to me, what was devastating of it, to see the bridge and stuff get washed away.
Yeah. I mean, I can agree with you on saying, okay, that's why he didn't declare a state of emergency before it hit.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't prepare like we should when it hit.
Absolutely.
That's no excuse for why he's not doing it now.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't. I don't know. Let me double check. I double check real quick. But if he hasn't signed, because I was telling Dustin, the Stanford Act literally says the federal government is not going to impede on a state to help it unless they ask, which is unique to us. I think that's pretty cool. But at the same time, if I'm the president, I'm like, I told him that in Biden's little interview, he said, we already sent them stuff. And I'm like, he's not supposed to do that. He broke, like, that's not what you're supposed to do.
Thank God they sent those people $750 because we all know how long.
I'm gonna be honest. It's gonna be
$750 will last us a lifetime in this economy. So.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't think that's as accurate as we think it may seem.
Well, I mean, think about inflation. Okay, they only sent Hawaii $700.
Right.
So in two years, they've upped it to $750. Thank you.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Don't send me.
What is that?
What's the point of sending them money for? I don't understand.
What are they going to send it to their mailboxes that don't even exist?
No, they got everybody's. Yeah, they me. Right. They got everybody's.
They can send it to their bank account.
Send it to my Venmo.
But yeah. That's not.
Hey,
see,
hey, they could send it straight to their bank account. Oh wait,
they can.
Bank of America froze down, right?
But they opened back up. But yeah, froze for a second. I'd have been highly upset.
Which was the same day.
That is weird.
As a lot of the other stuff.
There's
going on.
There's too many coincidences.
I don't believe in coincidences.
Yeah, there's too. Well, it's especially not that many lining up like that. It's too many.
It was way too. What was that the other day that that he grounded all the drones?
Mm-hmm.
Bank of America shut down. There was just like so much stuff happening
Was that the same day that? Israel got attacked.
Yeah, same day Israel got attacked too.
What day was that? What's that date? We didn't just write that date down.
I think it was Wednesday, right? Wasn't it Wednesday
It was Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday? Okay, it was Tuesday.
It was the day of the new world order.
Oh, there we go.
I mean, all of that stuff happened on the same day. Was just really.
Can
bizarre.
I ask this question? I just want everybody's opinion of what they think will be a appropriate response. Across the board, like not just I hate just blaming because I can't say who I work for, but I hate government agencies being blamed.
Yeah,
when they're not, it's not like they're in charge of these things. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a boss, and then the way our system is set up, like for instance, if the governor, let's say that governor never says no, we don't need. Let's say he just don't like Biden, right? He's like, I'm not signing nothing that has to go to him. I was like, well, that's dumb.
He's let his people down if he doesn't call for Fed help.
Remember,
I mean, honestly,
remember when Houston was flooding and they said Ted Cruz was out. I guess, and whatever he was on vacation, and everybody was like, "Oh, that's a weird." You know what I mean?
But I'll tell you this: we're gonna go around the room for your question. But I'll tell you this: I heard earlier, and I don't know if it's still true. Again, this is Friday.
Yeah,
that he was allowed to send in military, like I don't know, 1,000 different troops, and he hasn't pulled the button on, or he hasn't pulled the trigger on that yet.
The governor,
right? The governor.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's changed.
Something just seems fishy with that.
Right. So, but that's the thing is that he's got all of these, buttons to push that could help the situation, and I don't know why he's not pushing the buttons.
Right.
So
and he's a Democrat too.
I thought he was a Republican.
No, he's Democrat.
Really?
His state is not though.
His state is not. That's weird.
Wait, the state is red?
Yeah.
But the governor is.
That's weird. I just assumed that he was a Republican.
I thought he was too because the state was red.
Right.
Oh wow.
That's weird.
That's very
that is weird.
And so, it is an election year. But anyways,
maybe that's why he hasn't pushed the button.
Not for him.
Right. No.
Not for him.
He's out.
Yeah, not for him.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Now I asked the question.
No, he asked the question. Go ahead.
Is what do you think? What is the proper way?
We're on clock.
The government
counterclockwise.
Yeah. What is the proper way the government should deal with this? Not blaming FEMA, but if you're president. Or governor, I guess. How are you dealing with this?
Yeah, no, again, I'm not blaming any organization either. And I've never been in those shoes, so I can't really speak to exactly what all the red tape you have to go by.
Right.
I do understand you have to respect the state.
Logical answers here.
Yeah, logically.
Just logical.
I feel as if when you see the greatest need is in a certain area and you have the people in your government who pay their taxes, who are working hard all the time, trying to provide for their family and also pay their tax on top of that. And then you see them in a place of need and then don't send every resource that you have. When we're sending all kinds of things all over the world, mm-hmm. I'm not going to pinpoint specific places because I know how you feel about that. We send things all over the world, but when we have something at home that is a problem at home, as a parent, if something's going on in my house, I love everybody around me. I love all my friends. I love you. I'm taking care of my family.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm at,
biblically,
and then I worry about you.
Right.
So, if I'm in a position of authority and able and have the resources and the ability, which we have in America, to be able to go and to help, I'm going to do whatever is possible to help, and also allow those who are all trying to help alongside do it. Because when you have organizations that are taking all these charities that we've seen proven time and time again that take all these donations and then don't actually use those donations for what they're supposed to be used for, Why not allow the people that are taking their hard-earned money and going and actually trying to do stuff and allow them to help their fellow Americans? It's very weird to stop somebody who's trying to help from actually helping, especially when you don't have some type of help already in place.
Well, I'll tell you this. If I'm the governor, I'm pulling every trigger possible to get help to my state and to my people, whether I agree with them or not. If I'm the president, I don't care if that guy is pulling every trigger. I'm going to send everything through executive order or whatever, because I see from a federal level, citizens of my country who are in need. I'm not going to wait on that guy. And I know that there's red tape and everything, but as the president, I'm pretty sure you can just say, forget whatever you got. I'll clean up the mess later. We have got to get people there now.
Yeah.
And if this was, if this is a true disaster that is complete Mother Nature driven, and there is absolutely no ulterior motives for any of this, then I'm sending everything I can. If we have to hit the printing presses to make money like we do all the time anyway, let's do it. You know, if that's what it takes, I would rather, as a citizen, I would rather take some inflation over making sure that as many people that can be saved from this town and this area that are affected are alive as possible. You know, because these folks don't have flood insurance. They're in North Carolina in the mountains.
Right. They don't need it.
They don't need it.
Don't need it.
Okay. So there is absolutely no reason for them to have flood insurance. I'm sending everything we can to them because those people are on their roofs. They have no food. They have no medicine. They have no way to get out. The roads are done. The bridges are done. Everything in that area is absolutely done. And the fact that neither one of those people in charge are doing either one of those, from what I can tell, is just surprising.
And we're at a week.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this too, that I'm just looking at this, and this is, but this is what the report says, okay? Is that 4 days after Biden said he did stick to his word when he said I sent help, it says he did. He approved it. Now here we go. He approved it. That once he does that, he's just like a boss. If you're my boss, Jeremy, say, hey, Trey, go lift that box. And I go bull around the corner. You know what I mean? And I go, so I'm going to smoke my cig. I don't smoke anything. Like we said, I'm going to smoke my cig. I'm going to shoot the breeze with Dustin for a little bit. I'm going to get to it. God dang, you know. And I see, you know, and then he, you know, you turn your back, I'm flicking you off because I don't want to do it, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a joke.
Let me go. Hold it.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a joke real quick. We are talking about Joe Biden, right?
He did
say the correct state, right? I mean, it is the same man that said, buy a man, eat fish. The day teach man to a life.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
We understand Ebonics and broken English.
You can't understand that. Anyway.
It depends on if they got them between 10 and 3. That's the
I
want to
ask your question.
Go ahead. Shoot.
All right.
And hold your thought, David. Now,
originally, though, your question originally was,
what would you do?
Yeah, but I thought it was originally, who did we think? Who were we blame?
No.
It was how would we fix it?
How would we fix it?
How would we fix it?
I know who we would blame. No,
who to blame? are we going to get anyway, how would I fix it? I think Baby D hit it very well. I mean, it should have been the...
You have a rapper name.
The governor. I mean, it should be on him, the governor, to... to put the correct measures in place to take care of your people.
Yeah,
those you were elected. You're the governor of North Carolina. Right? I mean, that's your state. You're supposed to protect your people, unless there's something there for him to gain out of
an ulterior motive.
I can think of, and then it falls back on the officials that are above him, the United States. You know, the president of the United States, FEMA. They should all be helping these people, and instead they're having to rely on the people there.
Well, now, to what Trey's going to say, FEMA can't just make the decision to do something. They've got to be directed from their bosses.
Right.
It may not be a FEMA issue if they haven't been directed.
So I remember you saying.
I just want to go ahead and cut that off.
I'm just going to preface that maybe
their boss hasn't directed them. I don't know.
Right.
We don't know that.
So, but
that's never going to be reported.
I got in what you said. The president did say he did send, he did give authorization. So, from what you said, he did authorize it. Now, whether they're there or not, I don't know.
And the operations part of it, I don't know.
From what we're hearing from the citizens that are there trying to, they said, what help? They don't see any help there. They see them trying to help each other. They're being told they're not allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
So, my question is if you have your neighbors in your community willing and trying to help as much as they can, and your own government of your state is not allowing help, what does that say?
I'm going to say it like this. Great. I'm gonna hit you with a full politician answer here. Is great question. You know, they say that first, right?
Well, that's what.
But see,
who'd you name a minute ago?
Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, Buttigieg.
He would definitely say that.
Well, that's what his answer was, is what I always call, that's a coach's answer.
So I'm going to tell you like this. Just knowing a little bit how these natural disaster phenomenons work with COVID and all that stuff, how you feel about the actual COVID, I'm not, you know, that's not the point, but dealing with it, is you. The first thing you have to remember, and when he, Baby Dustin sent me this long thread, and I got lost in it for a second. I got so hyped. Because what I hate about it is you can't control chaos, but FEMA is going to try in the moment. And I say that, like, once again, I'm going to say, I don't know if they sent their best people. I don't know if they sent their best operational on ground people. And then based on what Jeremy just said, think about it. There's no bridges. There's no, how are we supposed to get the stuff that we need from point A to point B if we can't cross the border, can't cross whatever, right? So there's some logistical stuff here that they have to figure out. Now, you have citizens, to your point, said we can figure this out. We can just drop it. We got helicopters. And I just, from this, my experience, is we have rules. And where citizens can do, technically, the freedom of America, here it is, can do whatever you want to do. Everybody is not coming there with a pure heart. I can name every disaster how we have had to negotiate or save people from bad actors. And so what FEMA has to do and the local law enforcement has to do is figure out who is who and who is who for real. Because those same people that says, yeah, I'm coming here to unload some water on my truck. And I just say, you thinking in good faith, you one of those patrol people, police, okay, man, you back your truck up. And then you go off to help somebody and they're loading supplies on the back of the truck, taking it. And you're like, wait, what? And then they're gone. You know what I mean? You don't really know unless you're in with so much disaster going on. And this is, I don't know what's happening. So I'm just speculation here. Is if you can't, because of the bad actors, they're going to be more restrictive than they will be open.
I guess my answer to that is when you have a natural disaster like this happen, why would you not have enough people there to monitor that? Why would you not have enough people in place to monitor that and ensure that that's not happening?
And
with something like this, there should be so many people there helping. You should have every resource possible there. And if you had that there, that wouldn't be able to happen.
And it's not like this is the first time that there's been a catastrophic hurricane.
No.
So it's not like,
or any disaster for that matter.
Yeah, exactly. Or any disaster. It's not like it's the first time that they've had to try to figure out how to navigate something.
This isn't
like
the first time we've seen a storm. It is 2024 and the first of a lot of things, but this ain't the first disaster we've had.
Exactly. And so you would think that they would at least have some type of a protocol or a plan in place to be able to fish out the quote unquote bad actors And I also think that the reason that's not a super great excuse is because while you may have a couple bad actors, you also have a lot of people who are legitimately trying to help at the same time.
I'm going
to
counter you back. Can I counterpunch you?
Always.
I told Jeremy in the car. All right. Your profession, right? I want to put you out there. Is how many times, and we've had this conversation, we don't want to talk about giving because so many other people have talked about it in this light. Mm-hmm. And they've caused such a bad taste in people's mouth. Well, the government is held responsible for that in these scenarios. And because the government is held responsible, they have to make sure, A, that your taxpayers, like, so for instance, it's certain things that we have to keep, I was telling Jeremy, we have to keep track of because we get in personal trouble. It's like you're, you know, eventually those people in North Carolina, I pray to God, based on some of the stuff I'm seeing, they get their land and house stuff back. Because if not, then some of our theories that we've been floating around may be legitimately true, which would be scary. And then they get their house back. I'm going for the positive here. They get their house back. They're I do not like y'all. we all agree on that. But, like, probably, I'm not even going to say it. They get their house back, right? They get their house back. They're, you know, they rebuild and they're doing good. Well, if I'm on a FEMA and I'm a specialist or I'm an agent of the FEMA and I messed up, you know what I don't get back? My job. So now I got to figure out a different career choice. And I'm not saying that's the greatest answer of all time because I think it's some other stuff at play here that we all kind of talk about. But I do realize, I just want people to realize it is not an easy situation.
Oh, yeah. I think we all understand
that. And then it wasn't just like North Carolina was hit, certain parts of Augusta, certain part of Valdosta.
Yeah, so South Carolina.
And I'm trying to figure, so I always
even Tennessee, too, actually.
Right. Eastern Tennessee got destroyed, too.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
So you would like to think, and we're logical men, that this is the issue. We're looking at this situation that's very complex, and we're like, it's easy to fix. Because logically it is.
Well, without the red tape. When you're coaching from the couch, it's always easy.
Always.
Well, yeah. but we don't easier. Have, we're thinking without the red tape.
Right.
We're thinking without the appropriation.
But this is the point that I'm making is that when it comes to human life in our society,
the regs,
screw the red tape.
No, the regs do say, I'm not going to, now, in fairness, the reg does say if we believe that somebody's in danger, we can take whatever necessary means.
Do you think people in North Carolina, in Asheville, and all
Chimney Rock?
Yeah, Chimney Rock. Do you think that they're in danger, or that they were over the past few days?
I do think so, and it does.
Me too.
I mean, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're all in agreement that these people were in an absolute danger. I mean, when you literally see people trying to flag down anything from their roof,
yep,
because they can't come down because of water and they can't get out because of roads and bridges and everything else, I would consider that a 911. And right, if there absolutely is absolutely a way to cut the red tape and that did not happen, then whoever that is needs to be called out on the carpet.
Right. And just to prove your point, the regs do say an act of God, which we had, an intimate danger of a life. That we don't have to, we can break all rules.
Unless it was an act of government somehow. Just saying. Well, hey.
Y'all want to go there? Do y'all want to go there?
I mean.
Let's go there. Let's have some fun.
Y'all can only hold.
Let's have some fun.
Listen, y'all can only hold me back
go there.
Well, hang on. Before we move on there, does anybody have anything else to say about this? Because I feel like Baby Dustin had something a minute ago. Did you get out what you needed to, what you felt like you wanted to say?
I must have because I don't remember it. But I will say that I do agree with you 100% that if it's a dire situation,
mm-hmm.
it's clear that people's lives are in danger or in jeopardy, then it kind of offsets everything that you just laid down.
Okay, watch this. Once again, to Jeremy's point.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works. and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Is I am a human being, and in my workspace, they do say we can make certain, like during COVID, we was able to make certain decisions to just circumvent our processes. But we still needed funding. We still needed certain permissions to do that. Like, I couldn't just do it. I was like, man, I know people are hurting. I'm just going to do this on my own right. And be rogue. I couldn't do that. For instance, I can be on the ground, and even if I see people dying, until they give me the go ahead to do it, I will get in literal trouble for violating whatever laws that are still in place until I have official documentation saying I can violate those laws because they've been passed down to say that I can't.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds crazy, but I'm going to be honest. The Christian in me is like, man, I deal with the consequences later, yeah. And I'm going to move forward. But I'm looking at, I'm not there, and I would love, I mean, they probably won't let me go there, but you know, like, I would love to see what's actually happening, because to your point, at some point, the humanity in us, there's people out there who's like, I'm not here to rob or steal.
I think there's a lot of people out there
the citizens that are out there on their own dime flying their helicopters. Exactly.
And you know what's really bad is that there are so many people who haven't even been found.
Yeah.
Their remains haven't been found.
But I mean, that's
found.
The thing is, we don't even know.
Let's talk it up and say, I mean, I hate to say it because it's horrible.
They said 200.
When I say remains, because they probably are.
I'm gonna be honest. They're doing the same thing they did with
Hurricane Katrina.
Go back to Hurricane Katrina. That's your playbook here. They're doing this. And Good Morning America this morning, they was literally showing a guy.
Yeah, putting the X mark. Yep.
And that lets you know, and they, based on that number,
how many dead they
how
found.
How many down, yeah. if they found anything. I am baffled by one thing. Biden did say, hey, I'm gonna send some more help. I don't really see it. You know what I mean? Like, I do.
Actions speak louder than words.
The news is not covering the stuff that we would like to see.
But the news isn't even allowed in there to cover it.
Right. Good Morning America is there.
Why?
Good Morning America is there.
Chimney Rock?
I don't know about Chimney Rock.
They're not in.
I don't know about
Chimney Rock. They're not in where they're allowed to be.
Yeah.
And that's a difference. They're not now in.
Are you asking why?
Of course I'm asking why.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go there,
Dustin. I'm asking why this, too. If you've already came out and said it's illegal now, no more. You're not allowed to fly drones over here. To search for these people. You're not allowed to fly your own personal helicopter over here to search for these people. Well, then you need to bring one in. Why are you not bringing one in?
I think that may be a red tape question. I don't know. The ins and outs of
Yeah, but
the
we said get rid of the red tape.
If we get rid of the red tape, then yes, it should be, and I would say a fear.
We should have zero red tape. But I mean, now it's almost too late at this point. I mean, the people that have died. The people that survived. I mean, at this point, you know, I'm pretty sure the water's pretty much close to dried up. They're dealing with mud and everything else now, and no roads, no infrastructure, everything else.
What does it look like? Remember the first time we started talking about this, the first thing I said, y'all, we don't have too far to go back. It's two situations that stand out to me that I was like, this sounds familiar.
Yeah.
It's we can go back, two years, if that, I think.
To Hawaii,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Where the citizens tell you, the people on the ground, and I didn't feel as much passion about it. I didn't feel nobody was blaming an administration about it when they were saying, "Hey, there was there." I didn't see it. Like we weren't doing this podcast two years ago.
until this right here happened. Honestly, I was one of those people that really didn't even.
I was following the story, but I wasn't following it from a political aspect. I was more so like, "Dang, these stories are sad," right? But then, okay, Weston, what the citizens literally say, like, it is fire. The fire looked like something was shooting a lot, the way it was to lay it out. And I'm like, nobody.
It was also interesting, just for the record, how many blue houses and didn't get burned up.
Because correct. Lasers can't hit blue.
Exactly.
And so no one talked, and then they could, and the same thing happened. Mm-hmm. They didn't get the supplies. They was putting, I remember listening to the podcast, The Daily.
The water was cut off.
The water was cut off. They couldn't. They was kicking people out of hotels that they was sheltered in, and I'm like, dang, this is crazy. Where's the? I'm asking the same question y'all asking today. Hurricane Katrina. I don't think people remember this. They were shooting at people because they was trying to get out of New Orleans. They're like, no, you can't cross this bridge. They were shooting at their feet and telling them to go back.
So now that was a long time ago. So I haven't been refreshed on it a lot, but I recall FEMA being there, like. pretty, like, because they had all the trailers down there. They had
a
all
week
the,
later.
Well, we're a week later now. What are they doing?
They probably about to deliver the trailer.
Still ain't there.
Yeah. It was like a week and a half. Because I remember people dying in the street. Because
I remember people complaining about FEMA not being there during Katrina.
See, I don't remember that. So I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just trying to, you know.
It was. I remember they were telling people was getting raped in a Superdome.
Yeah.
Because
I remember that when they had
FEMA,
the
FEMA wasn't there.
Yeah.
But that's the thing too. Is like, how are we this ill prepared?
This many years later.
That's what I was getting at.
Here's one of the stupid things, and I think in our government system at all. Every time a president gets elected, what do? They change cabinet heads. They change agency heads. So the information, let's say if I come behind you and you had the experience of Hurricane Katrina and whatever, you're not necessarily giving me that. You're giving me like the briefing. But that head knowledge that you have, I can never get on a paper.
But look, Trey, I was talking to you on the way here about how I'm trying to really teach my kids right now common sense. You know, I'll let them figure out like little stupid things that, you know, to me, other people would look at me and say, why don't you help your kid with that? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm trying to help them understand, you know, just common sense. Like, you know, even just the fact that, you know, if I throw something, it's going to break.
Yeah.
You know, like literally I gave my daughter an Apple Watch. She literally broke it within a week and a half, shattered it because she got mad and threw it down and it just happened to hit right. Shattered. Okay, natural consequence.
Never get that.
She hasn't, and I'm not going to.
Right.
Until she buys it on her own.
Right.
But anyway, I'm trying to help teach them common sense. How is this not common sense?
You mean the thing that's not so common?
If we have these people in charge in our government that can't use common sense, we have done.
We do it all the time.
I know.
Can we unleash?
But if we could just put politics aside for a minute and put human life in the forefront. And just say that if we can't even figure out that human life is worth something, then, you know, to me, it's just insanity that we can't even get this far past it and say human life is worth more than anything else. And if they don't even know that, why are they in charge?
Yeah,
they shouldn't be in charge. Like, right. If you can't see human life as number one, these are the people voting you in. These are the people that make money for you to make
money. I mean, this is a clear... A clear act where they did not prioritize human life.
Yeah.
Over anything. And another thing too that we should bring up is too in the geographical location of where this is happening at. These people are, you know, experienced in how to clean this up, how to help. And I mean, okay, we can't get the equipment in here. You're in Appalachia.
Yeah.
They got bobcats, they got backhoes, yeah. They can get in there and help and clean it, and they're trying.
Yeah, they want to.
I just that's the big thing that just baffles me is you are refusing to allow your community to even help.
Right.
You're refusing help. Okay, well my federal government can't get here fast enough to help, quote unquote. But we're not gonna let you help. We're gonna sit here and wait.
Yeah.
Over a week later to see if they show up or when they show up. But can we please just unleash the Kraken for a minute? Because I can tell you, you say common sense right here.
Go ahead, Dustin.
We're
going to unleash it right now. Common sense tells you why this happened. Common sense tells you why. Okay? It's greed. It's 100% greed.
Preach.
What's underneath the ground of this community?
Lithium.
Lithium. 100% lithium. Okay?
Yeah. Lithium all day long.
All day. I mean, I think quartz and okay. Like, they got a lot of stuff up there.
Okay. Right? Oh, that was the other thing that happened on the Tuesday. The right. Quartz went on strike.
Right.
Too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hello. Another thing.
It's all around the same time. All around the same time.
But yeah, I think they said this spot, the
Chimney Rock
town. It was number three
in the world.
In the world. And right. Supposedly, I can't remember the guy's name, but he's been trying to start mining it.
Mm-hmm.
However, he's been stopped by the people.
Yeah,
yes, so that's what I was going to say.
Just like I was telling you guys before with the Rivian plant over here in Georgia.
They stopped it for a little minute.
They stopped it for a long time, but then it eventually did it, but then it's failed.
Mm.
So,
what do you mean, the plant failed?
Well, I mean, the sales went down to the point where I think
they didn't need it to plant no more.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't need it
so the point is that, you know, so he's been trying to mine this ground, but has been stopped.
Yeah.
Well, now all of a sudden you're looking at all these people that have nothing.
No flood insurance, by the way.
Yeah, no flood insurance. Their land is going to be worth pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the thing is, he already had paperwork filed to start this mine on that land.
He also had contracts. The people there. He also had contracts to buy the lithium.
Sure did. The people that lived there in the town opposed it. They were petitioning it. Did not want it to happen.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Okay, well.
Does anybody know where the governor stood on this?
Patent. Here we go.
I do not.
I'm going to use a U.S. patent, and I'm going to use a U.S. patent. And I'm going to geoengineer this storm.
Yeah, but does anybody know if the governor, because this is a big deal.
He's the one holding everything.
Is he against?
I would doubt it. I mean, it would bring money to the state.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
So I can't speak for him. And I haven't seen anything
on it.
Yeah, we won't.
And if you Google it, I wouldn't trust the result.
Yeah, you won't find it.
Right now, we're hearing no news from this governor. I mean, I haven't heard anything.
I've heard more from Brian Kemp, and maybe because we live in Georgia, but I haven't.
I've heard more on Diddy than I've heard on North Carolina.
Shoot, the mayor of New York. We heard more about that this week.
Did you hear that a certain organization had ties to this man who had this?
Here's the thought. How about we take all the baby oil and ship it over to North Carolina? Maybe they can slide out.
They would have an abundance of baby oil. That would be amazing.
A little humor.
For the bad situation.
Apparently, the certain organization invested $90 million in this plant already.
Have you seen confirmation of that?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not. I have no proof on it.
I'm just checking. I got you.
I check it. I have no proof on it from what I hear.
I should have VPN this.
but it's coming from my IP. You're in good shape.
Let's just say, hypothetically, it was true. It would make sense. If I'm going to invest $90 million in a company that's going to dig up.
Do you know when the investment was made? Do you know?
Millions of dollars of lithium, and these people are opposing it and petitioning to stop it. Well, I don't have to worry about it.
Do you know when the investment was made? Like, from what you saw this information from, did it say if it was this week, last week, 3 weeks ago, 2 months ago?
Do not.
Okay.
Do not. Like I said, I have no proof. I have absolutely no proof.
Go ahead, Trey. I see your face.
No, I just Googled 90 million in Chimney Rock, right? And when I Googled it, of course, a tweet pops up and said, hey, does anybody think it's weird that particular company signed? And then so I goes, okay, let me just, it says signed a $90 million contract for lithium in that very same area as hard as hit. So I'm just going to look at the tweet. Something is wrong. This tweet doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
What you got?
I got from the Department of Defense that the Department of Defense enters an agreement in September of 2023 to expand domestic lithium mining for U.S. battery supply chains in Kings Mountain, North Carolina.
Okay, how far is that?
That would be in that area. That's that area because I drive through that area.
I mean, this is on the Department of Defense's website.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'm not even gonna say it. I'm gonna tell you something. Okay.
And it was a $90 million agreement.
There you go.
And then they don't say what contract company it is.
Defense Production Act, Title 3.
You know I can find it. I'm gonna find it.
Yeah.
That contract, if it's there and it's public, I can find the information. But I'm gonna say it like this. Anytime that our country does something and it's remotely we think evil, they would say blame FEMA. They say blame CDC.
I'm not blaming FEMA.
No, no, I'm saying this is remember, they're shining a light on FEMA. Like, yeah. FEMA is the
yeah,
devil.
FEMA's not there.
FEMA's not there. And FEMA's like, we're here. But you'll never hear nothing from the, watch this, we didn't hear nothing from the FEMA head. Because you know why? The power to be said, chill, relax.
Yeah, wait.
Because DOD has already said, and they're, if you think there's a big brother, DOD is the boss mm-hmm. of the situation. Like, their funding only goes up. Everybody, when Congress talks about cutting funding, they're never talking about cutting them. And they have the most waste. $100,000 on a hammer, a regular hammer. $10,000 on a toilet seat. $650 million on Viagra. Waste. Right? They never talk about cleaning that up. Okay? Because our thought process, DOD is our war.
What was that movie? War Dogs? You remember that?
Waste. That is what I do. And trust me, War Dogs is always a good movie for us to watch. Good example, right? That being said, is when you find that and you see that, then you can't sit up here and say that what Dustin is claiming is OG Dustin is claiming is not true. It's something to it. It's something bigger. So would you, if you're a government and you're remotely evil like our government can be, would you send help immediately if your end goal is to take the town?
No.
No, but I mean that goes back to what we were saying at the beginning.
That's what we were saying. Why
are they not there?
And we said a minute ago.
And I would say they are there, but like you just said, we was talking earlier about them playing cards. They didn't send their best people.
Or how many?
But is that by design?
Or they even seen enough? I mean, if I'm in this,
he said I'm going to send them. I'm not saying how many.
I'm not going to send. And watch this.
You didn't tell me how many.
Watch this. And I'm going to put them in a place where they're not at. Where people like I say, for instance. If let's say we're in Kings Mountain, Chimney Rock, okay, they're here. We're gonna put y'all 10 miles away. They can't get there.
Actually, send them to North Dakota. Oh. Dang it! They got the wrong. It was close. I had the north
that
part
would be
right.
Really messed up. What incompetence that is!
They're all over there. They're like, "Where's the disaster? Right. Looks good here."
They want to came made it all the way up here,
right?
Well, what I keep saying about the common sense is because you mentioned common sense a minute ago. Common sense says, if I'm a businessman and I'm going to invest $90 million in this and it's going to make me millions of dollars.
Billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And I've Easy got these money. People here that are potentially trying to stop it. I'm taking it.
100%.
And them.
And you go, well, how are they going to take it? How did they take it?
Because you can't do it in any minute domain.
You can't control a storm. How are you going to take it? You can't control it.
I mean, now you can eminent domain it.
Yeah.
Because it's a disaster.
Right.
Yeah. I'm saying people are asking that question.
But I'm saying prior to you could.
Right. Before you couldn't, but now you could.
But you can't. Come on, Dustin. You know they control. They control.
Oh, but people are saying, well, how will they can't control a storm. They have a U.S. patent.
Isn't it amazing that the only place it hit us first.
Patent. What is the U.S. patent?
It's a patent for
the weather machine.
How to control tornadoes and hurricanes.
Okay, how do they do that?
Ions.
So they're adding cold or adding hot or what? Move it or what?
So most of these storms coming off the Gulf will be hot. So in this part, and I don't know the science behind it, but it probably have to add cold ions because imagine we got a cold front at the same time that this storm come. That's why the storm, we didn't, which is still remarkable to me. We got hit first. The panhandle of Florida got hit. Then Georgia got hit.
Yeah.
We didn't see. We got trees like our typical.
Yeah.
Tropical storm stuff. We got hit worse in Tropical Storm Irene than we did this storm.
We got hit like 3 weeks ago harder when we had that weird storm roll in on a Thursday.
Storm came in.
Well, right. Yeah. Sure, and we got flooding. The flooding was bad here.
Right.
But I feel like it went north and got terrible.
But honestly, the flooding really was worse because of the rain we got two days prior.
Right.
Yeah.
They say that they also have figured out how to control the weather. And I'm sure it's in this patent, the way they do it is blocking out the sun, because whenever you do that, it changes.
It cools it down if you're blocking the sun.
That's how you're controlling the temperatures of the water and everything. So,
yeah,
it's odd to me that, in my opinion, they planned this out perfectly because they did their research when they found this 70-year-old hurricane. It was like almost 70 years ago when Helene, same name, right? Mm-hmm. In 1958. Same date, everything. Resurrected it. And just, we're going to make it a little bit stronger.
So do you know who owns the patent?
Let's change. All I know is it's a U.S. patent.
Oh, so we don't know who owns, like if the United States owns it or somebody else or what?
All I know is it's...
Well, I'm just going to say this goes back to my original reason that I don't trust anybody, and that's the Truman Show. And if you go back to the Truman Show, they absolutely control the weather on the Truman Show.
Yeah.
they put him in a whole storm.
Bro. Oh, man.
Make the rain hit him harder in the face.
Yeah, they would make sure he didn't make it to that wall, bro. They was trying his best.
Yeah, well, what's his name up there at the top? It's like, hit him harder. I mean, that would be really messed up if that's really what happened here.
Well, I want to say that what's really messed up is as if this did happen and somehow the governor of North Carolina is stopping this, and we have no proof on it. We're just saying,
thinking out loud.
So we're just sitting here saying, looking from the outside in, this is what we see, and this is our opinion, our observation of what we see. Okay? If that's happened, that goes to show you how diabolical some of these government officials can be, and they're not working alone, because he obviously didn't do it by himself.
Well,
he's having the orders from somewhere. The money came from somewhere to buy this property.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this, and I always say, put yourself in. This may be my new saying: put yourself in the devil's shoes. All right, I never heard nobody say that, but it sounds good. Okay. And
I don't want to wear those shoes.
And there we go. Okay, so let's really sit back for a second to your point, Dustin, and look at this. That's examine the landmark. First of all, we got four smart men here in this room, and we're already looking at logistically. There's people on the ground, citizens that didn't get hit as hard. They're trying to bring supplies. We're for whatever reason, either we're hindering or stopping it. Whether I think it's legit or not is not necessarily the case, but it is being. We all can agree that something is going on when they can't do it. I would say maybe they're trying to stop criminals. That would be me on the more positive side, me playing defense. The second thing will be to this, and I'm not saying that's, just be with me, people. The second thing with this, we put myself in the devil's shoes, is how do you take the land with least resistance? How do you do this? Yeah. Well, logically, we just came up, I guarantee we can come up with four plans in this room to help those people immediately right now. And it wouldn't affect any government, anything.
Right.
But it's not going to happen. Because if the end goal, and then think about Asheville? What's how you say it?
Asheville.
That whole little community is already grown up and piped up itself. So it's become its own thing. I got some people that own property out there, and they say it's blowing up and worth a lot. So if you're able to build around that as well, and you can have a lithium mine battery third, how much money can you bring in between? We're talking billions or trillions for a while.
Yeah.
If I am inherently greedy, this is ingenious to increase the storm using HARP. This is ingenious to do this.
Especially when you have policies that are saying that we have to all be green by 2030.
Yep.
When you have those kind of policies, and part of their green plan is electric vehicles.
Cars. Why not? Oh, I'll give you one better. I'll stun you with this. China is trying to implement electric cars in their country. Imagine that.
Yeah.
If your goal is to get everybody a car in China, do you know how rich you'll be?
I don't think there's enough lithium in the world to cover that.
But watch this. Wouldn't you like to try?
Hey, yeah, he'll have enough in his lifetime, whatever that dude's name is. I don't remember what it is, but you know.
So I just look at it like that. Like, I hurt for those people because I just hate to see anybody. Right. But we've seen this script. We've seen this play. And I think our generation has seen it too much. That's the problem. They did too much in our lifetime.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that goes back to what we were saying earlier about how they've accelerated everything so quick during our generation, where, you know, it's like, you know, what used to take 20 years is taking like 2 years.
Right.
At least that's what it feels like to me. You know, like I feel like every 2 years, you got to literally start over on what you learned 2 years ago. You know, I feel like back in the day, you know, you used to be able to actually, you know, keep the knowledge that you learned for a hell of a lot longer than you do now. Like now you learn something and then all of a sudden you're in the past. Yeah. It's done. You know, you got to learn all over again.
Can I ask a crazy question? All these people that we see speaking out, we need to check on them in 2 years. I'm being dead serious.
I don't think it'll take 2 years.
Oh my God.
I don't think it'll take 2 years. Honestly.
Yeah. Probably
we need to check on them by the end of the month.
And see, if they start coming up missing, that girl who posted it.
Y'all need to check on me daily.
Well, I say a prayer for you. I did pass it. Because I'm telling you right now, I am moving immediately. I'm too close. But I just, when you whistleblow like this, and so, for instance, it's special training you have to take within the confines of my job about whistleblowing. You got to protect them. But we all know that when somebody whistleblows, you kind of look at them like,
you done.
Yes.
Yeah, you tell.
And we know. And I told you about the story about the guy, about certain diseases that he whistleblew, and he's no longer here with us. And that being said, I just don't, it's more validity to our stories and our thoughts about this if those people start disappearing. And I just got a strong inkling. Everybody who's posting wild stuff and kind of calling the government out, it will be missing.
Well, I don't feel like we're calling the government out. We're just asking questions. I just want to preface that.
I defended the government in all my takes. The government is there, and FEMA is doing a great job.
I'm just asking questions.
As a guest on the episode, I definitely appreciate you clarifying that.
But the others I may be co-hosting with, they may be calling the government out.
I mean, literally, it's just, if you don't have questions after seeing all of the footage,
right,
whether it be on TV, Facebook, TikTok, any of it, I mean, it's everywhere.
It's directly in front of you.
Just so many different stories coming out of different, literally from both sides. Like, if you don't walk away from this having questions like we do, what are you watching?
That's like we were saying earlier, is there's just too many coincidences.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't believe in
coincidences. Yeah, and even if you do believe in it, I don't know that you believe in as many as there have been.
Yeah,
right.
Back to back.
I don't think you can look
like
at
a perfect
this.
Storm. No
I don't think
intended,
you can look at this and say, "Man, all this is just a coincidence."
Yeah,
I just don't see that, especially not in this case.
It bothers me when they tell me in 20 like we have drones that can look at a penny on the ground from how high drones can fly, can tell you the year and everything. It's so detailed. Then you tell me a whole town. It's cut off from the world, a town.
Right.
Not like, we ain't talking about the backwoods of West Virginia, which we know they're not touching. But we're talking about pretty much a real town with thousands of people. No one has cell service. Oh, tell me if the water even hit the cell tires.
Yeah.
If they didn't, why did they go out? Why don't we have generators or something to protect certain infrastructures of America to make sure that this stuff doesn't go out?
Well, I mean, you have Elon who's brought in Starlink too, but yet it's still not enough.
And so, what? Explain to the people.
Well, yeah, but they're also, but
he got banned too. They're not gonna let him.
Yeah, Elon tweeted about this earlier that while they're trying to deliver all this, they're getting told they cannot deliver it. They're getting blocked.
But
goods are being seized. The services.
Pete came back to him in a tweet too and said, "That's not true. Just call me." So we can arrange what time you're supposed to bring stuff.
Raise your hand if you care what Pete said.
Oh, come on, man. Come on. Like, he still got to do his job.
I only saw one hand raised. No.
I'm just saying he still has to do his job. But we can't. I do understand.
Again, we got to cut the red tape when people's lives are at stake. And if you're not doing that, I don't think you're in the right job.
And that's really what it comes down to, I think. Because we've had a lot of conversation about, well, they have the red tape or they have this and they have the protocol and they have all this. But then we all agree also at the same time, yourself included, Trey, that when people's lives and masses like that are at stake.
It sounds good in theory. We're talking, like what you said, coaching from
we're
the
talking
college.
About a whole town.
Oh, yeah, no, I 100% agree. Like, we can say everything we want because we're not in the midst of it. But I think that we do, I do think we make some kind of valid arguments at least.
No, but what I'm just saying is, we always joke about Walking Dead, right?
Right.
It sounds good.
Right.
Because ain't no zombies walking around trying to eat my face. And then watch one of the zombies.
To be clear, Trey is the only one that wants a zombie apocalypse.
I would love a zombie apocalypse.
I prefer we don't have one, but Trey would love
one. And I just want to, by the way, I have no guns, by the way.
And I don't want a zombie apocalypse. I'm down for like the spider things,
give me the zombies. I don't want no spiders.
Eight-legged freaks movie.
Why do you want that?
What was that?
That's off topic.
Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah. What? That's even worse.
That's what I'm saying.
You have kids that make noise all the time.
I know. We'll be dead so quick. I mean, it would just we would just pray. And if that was the last thing we said was our prayer.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what? Jerry, I don't know if you listen to the Patriot. He's okay with getting anthrax and dying horribly. So you know what? You can have your quiet place. Give me a zombie apocalypse.
I don't know. You would rather be eaten by a human?
Not human.
I don't think
they used to be. They used to be.
I don't think I'd rather have my face eaten off by a human than to get attacked by.
You said you wouldn't rather?
I would rather.
So you want a spider to eat you and its babies? Or a quiet place
maybe
alien?
Maybe it's a poisonous spider.
I'm talking about the alien spider really where it just rips you apart in seconds. Done.
But you know.
I mean, just done.
What I was saying a minute ago is that's a whole town. It's a whole town. It's gone.
And?
There's a whole town. We know that it can happen. There's a whole town under Lake Lanier.
It's been happening since. Thank you. It's been happening since the invention of this country.
Right.
They take towns and they reformat them for the benefit of whatever. And are we all four can sit here and say they should do whatever, and we agree. I think we should have more action to get rid of the red tape. I'm for that. I'm with y'all on that. But I'm just looking at the landscape of the thing is that is not how the playbook says this that we operate. The playbook doesn't say we're going to send in there and send our best resources, best people, and the Navy SEALs, whoever we need to send to get these people out.
No, we're going to send those to another country.
Yeah, we for sure. Because we have to regulate America. Okay, let's go ahead and lay this out then. America cares more about stopping Russia doing something and China doing something than its own people. How do we know this? Doesn't matter who's in office. You know what we send most of our money to? It's protecting the world. The DOD's job is to...
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
For wars. We're not in a war right now. But you know what we show to look like we're about to be. And they get the most... Watch this. The DOD gets the most money regardless. We have epidemics all around this country about measles and all this other stuff. We don't get money for that. We don't send money for that.
You know,
war, we do.
You know, we were talking a minute ago about common sense in business. If we're sending all of our resources all over the world to protect the world, if one nation's doing that would make sense if that nation is the leader of what?
Oh, he went right back to it. That's smooth. I like your thinking. The New World Order. I love it, Dustin. I love it.
You're not gonna send all your resources here to protect your people because
that's not the goal.
It's not the goal.
I like
you
it.
You want to protect the world.
That was smooth.
So we're gonna send our best resources, our money, to protect the world.
Yeah.
Because that's my biggest investment.
That is so smooth, bro. How did you do that? And watch this. It makes sense.
You want to know, unfortunately, how he did that is because all the puzzle pieces are coming together.
Yeah. Not for me. I'm still confused.
Hey, you know, sometimes questions just end up with answers.
You know,
it's weird.
That makes sense to me now, looking at it, too, of when we poke our nose in other wars, why there's never any wars here.
Oh, they're not going to do that.
No, they're not going to do that. That's not going to happen. We're the most important country in the whole in the one world government.
I once heard a guy say this: the person with the most weapons wins.
That's why. And you look at the one world government; we're the most powerful republic. We're not the communists. We're not a communist country. We're a republic.
But we will blow you up, though.
Oh, we will.
Heartbeat.
But I'm saying, if you look at the most powerful countries in this one world government that I keep talking about, you got America, you got Russia, you got China, you got all these countries with powerful militaries. They're communists. We're not a communist.
Right. We're the only big one on stage with
because
them.
We're the most important one. We're the leaders. We're the leader of the New World Order.
Can I ask this question?
Mm-hmm.
Coming from your viewpoint, and we're just talking about, I guess we're getting away from North Carolina specifically, but this kind of goes to the idea of, I lost respect for Russia because I thought Russia would wipe the map. I thought this war would be over last year. like when they started the war, it's like 90 days, Russia would be, steamrolled them.
I don't think Russia's giving it all they got.
They're not giving it all
definitely,
they got.
Definitely not.
Was I talking to you about that, Dustin, where it's like, I was literally saying, I don't think Russia has given all they have.
Yeah. They just dropped the hydrogen bomb.
It was, because I made the same argument Trey just did. I was like, look at Ukraine. Russia can't even beat little Ukraine.
They just dropped one of the heaviest bombs you can drop, and Ukraine hit them back even worse. I'm like, I'm going to be honest with y'all. One thing I understand about America is we don't do a lot of things right, but fighting, we kind of got that. And I'm putting this in air quotes. We only lost two wars, Vietnam and North Korea. But we've been fighting a lot. And I don't care what people say. Anytime America says we tied or it's a draw, we lost. Trust me, that was not the goal. Okay? That being said,
we won this last one.
Which one?
Iraq.
Iraq. We own Iraq. I'm not worried about Iraq. Afghanistan is, I think it's something more at play that we don't understand yet. It's going to come out in a documentary like 10 years from now. Because I don't think you let the Taliban back
Maybe
in.
It'll come out just like the JFK documents.
Yeah, I think you... Like, watch this. I'll give y'all something. Ooh. This might be another...
Diddy's list.
We'll get more about
Diddy. Epstein list.
Yeah. We'll get more about Diddy before we get into that stuff. But watch this. I'm going to throw this out there. What if the objective of us leaving so quickly and leaving so much material and stuff behind to Afghanistan, because we have a deal with Taliban and said, if Russia's continuing to get wild, we're coming back. And we just want y'all to be on our side. Because we've worked with the Taliban in the past. We helped them overthrow some things last time. Then they kind of turned on us because we weren't giving them no money. And then we've been fighting them. And I watched this. It would not surprise me one bit that our objective is not the Middle East. Israel got that. Our objective is we don't want Russia beating us to anything. That's always been objective.
I'll give you that because I have no idea.
This is full on speculation. But I'm just saying, looking at how America operates, we all think something fishy is going on in this western part of North Carolina and eastern part of Tennessee. It looks very similar to Hawaii. It looks very similar to Hurricane Katrina. It looks very similar to that I forget the name of the beach in Florida that got hit with a storm and they wiped out pretty much that whole beach property. I think it's Moreno Beach, whatever it's called. It looks very similar to some of the stuff in the olden days from 1700s, taking the native. It looks very similar.
So, question. Does anybody know if during Katrina, was there a mass government land takeover?
Yes. The Fourth Ward.
So, what have they done with that land since then?
The people never come back, and they said they've been gentrifying it.
Okay. So, what about Hawaii?
They're still new. They're still getting rid of the disaster, like the cleanup.
Okay.
They're not coming back. One interview I watched, so I can't afford to come back because I can't afford to build my house back.
Okay. I don't know if the answer to this, so one of y'all may. Is there anything on that land that's worth?
Yes.
That could be very
yes.
Oh, in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying, is there anything there that happened that's useful? What is it?
Because It's not the resources, it's the property itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of its location and the fact that these people had it for pennies.
Of the dollar.
Pennies.
Yep.
When they bought it, it was worth nothing when they bought it.
So I'm saying when they do get it cleaned up, they can build resorts there and there's something.
But why did they do that with Katrina? What is it the land there too? Yeah,
the land there, based on it, was very
racial.
Like, it's racial motivated because they wanted to clean this area up, but then also it's really close to the Gulf, to the places they drill to. So I'm thinking that they want to use it for, like, let's say these executives that come down and they can go visit their little oil sites quicker and better. And they said this overall is distance from the downtown of New Orleans.
Look, I went on a cruise with Dustin and a few other people. We all went on like a...
We
left out of New Orleans. I'd never been to New Orleans, and I was excited to go. Because I'm like, you know, everybody talks so great about this place, right? We got there, and it just smelt like piss.
Bourbon Street or the whole Riverwalk?
I don't even know. Because I was there. We got out of the car, and I was just like...
Stinks.
God.
When did you go on the ship? June. Oh yeah,
we went on an elevator and we were walking down some stairs and I was holding on to the rail as I was walking and I got in the elevator and looked down at my hand. I said, "Oh my God!"
What was that?
It was just completely black.
And I mean, there was like hookers outside of this hotel. Why does everybody love this place so much?
You're naming all the reasons.
If I put my hand on a rail and it sticks to it, I'm not interested in coming back. I've got to sanitize.
You're not supposed to be sober when you touch it.
Well, I tell you, every time I go to a town and it smells like piss, there's nothing that makes me want to go back there more.
You're too sober. Y'all going too sober.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You're supposed to get off the plane drunk. So that way, when you get to your hotel, you're not realizing anything. And you go to Bourbon Street, you're going to see some tatas, throw some beads, and you're going to have a great time. You go down to the end of Bourbon Street. I kid you not. It's crazy. It's Liberalville, transgender club, and all that great stuff that people like. I don't like it. I hate New Orleans. I'm not going back.
We came back in a hurricane. Like, literally, the hurricane was hitting when we came back. I don't even remember. It was, what, 4 years ago? It was right before COVID.
Oh, when you said June, I thought you meant this past year.
I need to go on a cruise.
Wasn't that the one where they were talking about the coronavirus or something?
I don't remember, but it was literally June right before 2020.
Corona cruise?
That's right. There was a hurricane.
Because they were talking about
where they were going to port us in Texas.
Right.
And then bust us back over to Georgia.
When we came in, it was literally flooded down there. Like, we were in ankle deep water trying to walk through. And I felt so gross.
Our ship
it
was
smelled rock. Better because it, like, it all the, cleansed. I guess all the.
It was on your feet. That's why.
That, exactly. And then I felt disgusting. I'm like, I got to ride back to Georgia like this?
I remember the.
I get
the
back ship. Here, I'm just scrubbing. I'm like,
I even making leave out of.
New yeah, world. I remember the hurricane was so bad. The ship was rocking so bad. We could hear the lifeboat smacking the side of the ship.
Oh, it was crazy.
Waking us up.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was bad.
But anyway, back on track. You know, as far as North Carolina goes and you know, that
my heart
whole
breaks for
everything,
you,
it's just terrible. And you know, the fact that these people are wanting to live is my assumption.
Yeah.
You know, every time they see somebody, they're like, please help. You know, I mean, it's just freaking heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're not stepping up as a, you know, or the fact that our government is stopping people who have stepped up as citizens when we pay federal tax dollars to help, to help get people there to rescue these people. Like, that's literally what some of our tax dollars are for, is to rescue people in a situation like this.
Mm-hmm.
But in turn, and this kind of goes back to what Trey was saying earlier about baby D here, you know, about giving and whatnot. It's like, you know, people want you to give to these organizations to go help these people. And it's like, well, I've already given my tax money to help these people, but, you know, they're doing it anyway because everybody's realized they're not there. And the people that are there are now getting shut down, which is absolutely
ridiculous.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you know, if you can't see the human life in that, then that ain't good.
Well, not only that, we're talking about the people who are wanting to live, who are asking for help. What about the people who lost their loved ones and they can't even find them?
Right.
They won't even let them find them.
So I saw this thing going around about Chimney Rock. Is that Chimney Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw this thing going around. I don't know if it's real or not. Y'all tell me if you know anything about it. That they're just wanting to go in and bulldoze the entire thing. Before they even have a chance to,
I saw the same thing.
Yeah, I heard about it.
I heard about it.
I hope that's not. I don't
has anybody
know if
seen
I don't
if
know.
It's,
I don't know.
I don't know. I heard about it. I heard them say that they would rather just go in and pile it up and burn it.
Right. Instead of actually finding all the people, everything.
Yeah. In New Orleans, I know for a fact that those houses they sprayed and found, they didn't go get the people out.
Really?
So if your loved ones didn't come back, they end up eventually, after months later, come getting you. Wow. And when I say come getting you, it's like doing some. I don't even know what they did with the body. They don't tell you those things, so it wouldn't surprise me one bit if the goal is what we think the goal is,
which may be why they have it all blocked off.
Yeah,
I'm tell you,
yeah, maybe.
I'm gonna tell you like this: FEMA is there. They're just not in the positions that we think they should be.
Oh yeah, I think we all know that they're there.
I think they just
we don't know how many.
Well, I mean, a couple of
for
reports,
Chimney Rock, they're not there. But
couple
for
of all reports, we know, there could be
maybe there.
For all we know. Baby D, there could be one person there with a FEMA shirt on. That's it. FEMA's there. It's documented that he's there.
And if our theories hold true, and if I'm thinking, put myself in the devil's shoes, that's exactly what I would do.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know if you guys know who Glenn Beck is, but he just went there yesterday on Thursday.
I did see that.
And he was reporting back that he found two FEMA trucks. Okay? They're there. One of them... because they saw him, and you know, he's a reporter of, you know, he's in the news. So he rolls up on the one FEMA truck and he sees they've got a card table out with chairs pulled around it, and they're just hanging out. And he said, "What are you guys doing?" They said, "Well, we just got here yesterday."
Wow.
And so we haven't really had a chance to kind of get the lay of the land.
Well, maybe get off your ass and quit playing cards and go lay of the land.
Yeah, but they didn't tell you. They sent out two other people to do that. They had to wash the truck.
So the second one that he rolled up on, they had a tent. So just think of like a big shopping center.
Yeah.
Okay. So one side of the shopping center, people are giving out food, supplies, everything. So, of course, 99% of the people are flocking to that side where the food and, you know, everything that they need you know, that they're getting little tiny stipends of are mm-hmm. over there. On the other side, like the far other side, is the FEMA tent where you can sign up for, what did you call it? The reparations or something like that. You know, you could get, you know, from FEMA.
Your assistant. Yeah, yeah.
Your assistance. Thank you. No. So you sign up for your assistant. When he pulled up there, he said there was one person there. Because, of course, everybody's over on the other side.
And you know who's going to get the most money? That one person.
Yep.
I mean, they're going to get their $750.
That's for right now. That's I'm trying to tell you. They're going to give them more money if you go through the process. So that one person who signed up, 2 or 3 months from now, he's going to get a massive check. Or maybe soon. I don't know how fast they give this money to him in their account. He's going to get a massive check for blase, blase dollars.
Did that happen in Hawaii?
Double 750?
Hawaii, I'm still baffled. I didn't hear anything about
it. Exactly. So it's I don't not even being know, reported on.
I don't know if people got anything.
They got $700.
I don't even know if they had... Here's a stupid question. Is FEMA even in Hawaii?
I don't know.
They should be, right? I just don't get the... I feel like we treat Alaska and Hawaii and Puerto Rico like stepchildren.
Well, Hawaii themselves wants to be their own country. So I don't think Alaska is like that, but I know the people of Hawaii, they do not
Russia
like the
would
United
take
States.
Alaska if they try to do that.
Yeah, well, Hawaii does not like the United States.
Well,
they try to be their own thing down there.
Well, if you lived on a land, if you Hawaiians and you live on a land and you were had sacred and all of a sudden these people came and took everything from you and moved you somewhere.
I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just telling you that, you know, maybe everybody's not stepping up to the plate to help them. I don't know because
fair.
They're
no fair point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, fair. Maybe.
But to your point,
never mind.
No. But to your point, Jeremy, what you just laid out is that could be real things. And I'm gonna just tell you what I heard when I was doing my research was that when DT was in office 45, that he restricted some funding from people based on, you know, the combativeness, you know, like blue states, you know, like if they didn't do certain things he wanted, he restricted funding. I just tend to say we need to take that part of it out.
Absolutely. When human life is at stake, who cares?
Right. And then I'm with y'all on this. We're freaking America, bro. Like, we know it's coming. Activate the National Guard. I know it's going to be some strategic stuff we have to figure out. But then it shouldn't take us a week to do anything.
No. I mean, that's insanity. It shouldn't take longer than a day.
Yeah, and
I mean, we should be able to mobilize something
faster.
And I mean, Trey, you made the point. We have drones that can see all the way down to a penny, whatever. We have the technology, we have the people, we have the resources. There is legitimately no feasible explanation.
Our drones don't work here. They don't even work to bomb people in. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Something's not added up. That's all.
Yeah, well,
I'm with y'all on that.
If anybody has, you know, if anybody wants to reach out to us, if they have a better theory, we're here. I mean, we're just asking questions. We have zero
proof on anything.
We're just speculating.
Asking. This show is for entertainment purposes only. I mean, really, it is.
It is.
It's a comedy show.
It is. Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say it's, but it's full opinion based. We have no proof of anything. This is
if anybody has actual proof, I would love to
email us
and hear it, please.
Email us, tag us. Yeah.
Anybody? I mean, I'm here for it. Because I tell you what,
come on the show and talk. Reach out to us.
I would love to send a picture. Like, send me pictures of FEMA not there or there. Send me what you have. Let's see it. Because like we're not getting it.
So Glenn Beck has an actual interview. He recorded the conversation
with somebody, a person.
Here's what I want.
At the FEMA people that I was telling you about just now, he recorded the conversation. He's either supposed to release it today or tomorrow. I can't remember. So as soon as I see it, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Here's what I want. If there is someone out there from Asheville or someone out there from Chimney Rock and you want to call in, email in, come on the show and tell us what's happening from your point of view because you're there and you want to get it out there and tell us, call us. We'll put you on here. We'll let you tell us what's going on. First, what you have, what you're going through. First,
when we get shut down,
we'll even get baby D back.
Yeah, yeah, we will.
And I think that's when we'll get shut down.
Hey,
well,
if that's what gets us shut down, then I guess we'll just go down with the ship. I mean, honestly, I'm to the point now where it's like
I don't want to be on that episode.
We'll be out here on the ground. Get down. I'll be texting you. Hey, I'm not going to do announcements on Sunday, and Jeremy's not going to be here either.
At the end of the day, I cannot. sit here and be afraid of telling the truth anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. If, I mean, I have no proof. I've my version of the truth, of my opinion, but I cannot sit here and just be silent on my opinion anymore.
Don't worry, you're just crazy like we all are.
So, yeah,
we're all crazy.
I'm probably just crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate everybody listening this week. And, yeah, like I said, it's going to be a flip-flop of a week because we're going to go and release this one before the other episode we recorded. So I appreciate everybody listening and listen to this upcoming episode that we have on trying to parent in 2024.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and when you get to the end of that episode and I tell you to listen to our North Carolina episode, just disregard. So,
or go back and listen again.
Or go back and listen again. I mean, honestly, that episode is worth listening to twice, if not three times, because, I mean, there was some good stuff dropped on that. So, but we appreciate everybody listening this week. Thank you, Baby D, for being a part of it.
My pleasure.
As it's bedtime.
Yeah, he's a poor guy. Poor guy. I mean, poor guy.
He's dozing over there.
Yeah, it's a tough day. But he's going to come back. I can feel it. He's having fun. So.
Oh, yeah.
But thanks again. We're going to have a pretty cool episode next week. So look forward to it. And we'll talk to you.
Yeah, remember, truth's out there. Straight between the lines, people.
Well, come on, Trey. You got nothing to say?
Oh, peace. Yeah. Nah, I was
smash that subscribe button.
Smash that subscribe button. Smash
you asleep over there? Yeah.
No, I'm reading this article that doesn't fit me. I'm freaking out again.
Baby D, you got no last words here?
No, I appreciate you having me on. I will be back next time, and we'll do it at an earlier time before my bedtime. For sure.
Peace.
Peace.